The Pacific's Environment Agency chief says their 28th meeting of officials in Samoa this week marks a new strategic direction. Last year, SPREP agreed a new plan charting the strategic direction for the next 10 years. The agency's Director General, Kosi Latu, told me that this year's meeting marks the start of an action plan to get there.
We've developed a performance implementation plan which works on a two-year basis. So every 2 years, at the end of that 2 years, we will review and assess the effectiveness of that period. And then if there's a need to tweak the strategic plan, we'll obviously consider that. But doing it this way enables us, whilst we are progressing and as we're implementing the two-year performance implementation plan, allows us to kind of stop and take stock and see, you know, where the gaps, where we're making improvements. And so it's a different way of doing things, but this allows us a bit of flexibility in terms of how we can improve the implementation of this 10-year strategic plan.
So this is taking over from the annual meeting of officials, which is the last one of this year.
That's right. So we're now getting into a new governance biennial cycle, as you rightly pointed out. Instead of an annual meeting, it'll be every 2 years. So next year, it'll be just a meeting of what we call the executive board. It'll be just an interim governance arrangement, and then the full membership will meet in 2019.
And following on the heels of the Pacific Island Forum leaders meeting in Apia, what influence has that had on the agenda for your coming meeting?
Well, I think it's the other way around. We had an influence in the agenda of the forum leaders by making sure that there were strategic issues coming out of their meeting, which had a sort of high-level commitment. An example of that is the issue of marine debris. The regional heads had a session with the leaders, and each of us had an opportunity to highlight two issues. And of the two, I asked the leaders to give serious consideration to addressing the issue of marine debris. In response to that, that's reflected in their communique. That gives it that high-level commitment, political commitment, if you like, to enable us to now translate that into something practical action at the regional and at the national level. So
this will be part of your 10-year action plan then?
Well, we'll be looking at how do we now translate that high-level political commitment into action that we will be implementing, yes, over the period of the strategic plan.
Yes, and I know when I spoke to you earlier this year, we talked in length about marine debris within this action plan of dealing with it. How do you get those foreign governments on board, I guess, is a big question for you.
Yeah, what we're saying to the leaders is that to be effective, in order to take effective action to address the issue of marine, they need to realize that this is about action that we're also carrying out, activities that we're doing on land that then finds its way into the ocean. So the kind of action that is needed, and this is what I said to the leaders, is that they need to update their policies and legislation.
So with this focus presumably on plastic bags, plastics and styrofoam that are land-based initially, you'll go back to these Pacific Island governments with recommendations. Would you be asking them to look at reviewing their legislation to reflect a plan, an action plan of your recommendation?
Yeah. France has already proposed the tabling of a statement here at the SPREP meeting, which we obviously support, that will take into account marine debris, but focusing on microbeads as an example. So there's been an immediate response from some of our members who recognize the importance of this issue. We will be discussing it, but what I want to see from the members is what action do they propose to undertake at the national level. That's where it counts.
SPREP's Director General, Kosi Latu.